Good afternoon, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, Parent Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. That being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So how many been over in here?
Help me say
you did not create me to worship. To fear, but you created me to worship them, so I'm moving all I need. Trust them.
trust in you, Lord, I will put my trust in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Won't you to bring new life within us? Send a refreshing love, Lord. Purify our hearts. Let your glory.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire. Surround this endless place.
Surround this
endless
place.
Breathe new life. Go and in the Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your glory consume
fire.
Yes. If I never needed you before, so show and be some hard faith that I let slip while I was here searching the world for more of the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend. I know it means I stretch my hands to thee. Cause you mean I need you right away. Back at me of being alone. Fear of doing things on my own. The test, the trials that come make me strong. The feelings of guilt and shame and me.
Hey.
The ways of trials that lead upon me. But I know, Lord, that in you, I've got victory. I need you now, I need you now, I need you right now, I need you now, oh, I'm a second, not another minute long. Can't wait another day alone. Oh no. Please break away, break away. Oh Lord, my Lord. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
Traveling all for your glory.
to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to be taught you as my King. Lord, if I were to say, God, if I could favor in your savor, just ask and say, Lord, please, Lord, please, hear my heart's cry. Let's just believe what you want. Just to be where you are,
be where
you are, across the highest hill,
across the highest hill,
I'm shouting for hope. Say, for your glory, for your glory, I will do whatever it takes. Just because I want to see you, I really want to sing it all to be home to where
to be home.
Hey, for your glory, God will give you glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome once again to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, Family Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Some more time. Come on, come on. One more time, one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're worthy.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God.
You're worthy.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
We welcome your presence on tonight, Lord. We say thank you.
Yes.
For giving us early morning rise on this morning. We say thank you for giving us safe traveling mercies on this morning. And we say thank you for binding up the hand of the enemy once again.
Yes.
So we could be amongst the living to give to deliver your word once again, which is not just a privilege, it is an honor.
Yes,
to do so. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you all the praise.
Hallelujah.
In your son Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
That was not our opening prayer.
Yes.
That's just a thankful prayer. I can't hear nobody up in here. That's what we call a thankful prayer.
Yeah.
The question, man. Ooh, it's pretty much thick of it. I am sweating already.
Praise God.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So now at this time, we want to ask the First Lady of GMPCC, who's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls,
yes,
to pray us in.
Yes.
prayers in on tonight's service. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we woke up with this mind, Lord God, that we wanted to praise you on today, Father God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
So, God, we just thank you, Father God. God, no matter what it looked like, no matter what the situation or the circumstances may
Come
be,
on,
Father God, we thank God because we know that you are in control, Father
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
God, we thank you because we know that you are the Alpha
and the Omega,
Father God.
Yes, sir.
God, we know that you are the beginning and
the end,
Father
yeah.
God, the first and Come the last,
now.
Father God.
Have
and the
Holy
most
Spirit.
Of all, the great I am. And we just thank you on
yeah,
today,
yeah.
God. God, we thank you that as so much is going on and so many people, things are robbed up in their spirits are unsettled, Father
Come
God. We know that we have Jehovah Shalom. Father
mm-hmm.
God, the one that gives us peace, Father.
Yeah.
And so, God, we thank you for the peace, Father God.
Yeah.
God, we thank you for being, Lord God, Elohim, God, and El Shaddai, Father God.
Come on,
God, we thank you, Lord God, for just being a mighty God. Lord God,
yeah.
we thank you for being the true and living God. And God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise on today, God.
Woo.
God, we just so expectantly, God, of all the things that you've already done, God, we just say thank you, Father God. Lord God, if you don't do anything else, well, all we can do is say thank you, Father, for the spirit of gratitude that you poured on us, Father God. And God, we just thank you on today, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, even if the body isn't 100%, God,
Come
we
on.
Know the spirit is, Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
you,
yeah,
Father,
yeah.
God. Lord God, we know that we don't walk, Lord God, in flesh, Lord God, but we walk in your spirit, Father
well,
God. And so, God, we thank you for your spirit, God.
Yeah.
We thank you for your keeping power, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Lord God, that means that you provide, Father God, and we thank you,
yeah.
God, for being a provider, Father God.
Come on.
We thank you for being Father, Lord God,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us the right to cry out, our
well,
Father God, with
yeah,
the spirit
yeah.
of God.
Everybody don't have that right now. Come
so,
on.
God, we thank you, God, that you took
hey.
And we say thank you, Father
Hallelujah.
God. God, we just bless you on today, Father
yeah.
God.
Yes.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that some people don't know which way to go right or left, God.
Come
but
on.
God, we know to go down to our knees, God.
Have your way,
to
Holy
you,
Spirit,
Father God. To move, Lord God, mountains,
move,
Father.
Move, yes.
In the name of Jesus,
uh-huh.
God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you gave us the ability to speak to a thing, God,
well,
that be not as though it was,
is.
Father God.
Yes,
and we thank you that we can command it to be, Father.
Come
so
on
we
now.
Say thank you on today,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that those that are listening, God,
yes,
they
sir.
Didn't know what they was looking for, Father.
Come on.
But they came up right on this station, Father.
Yeah, yeah.
At this appointed time, Father.
Come
God,
on now.
Because, God, you had something you wanted to say to
yeah,
us, Father
yeah.
God. So let them open up their hearts and their ears and listen, Lord God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Their spirit receive, God, what thus saith the Lord.
Come on.
And we say thank you for
thank
it, Father
you, Lord.
God. God, we thank you for the man of God for this household. Father
yes,
God.
Lord, thank
Lord God, we thank you for every trial and tribulation, God, that he didn't go through one of them by himself, God,
Come on.
But that you was there for every
right
one
there,
of them,
Lord.
Father
yes,
God.
Thank
Lord
you.
God, that you was leading, guided, and directed
thank
us
you, Lord.
Path, Father God. Lord, we say thank you, Father God.
Yeah, yeah.
We thank you that you put on the whole arm of God on
yes.
you, Father. Lord God,
and
that you withstand, Lord God,
yes.
every fiery dart that came
yeah,
in his
yeah.
way, Father. It didn't take him out, Father God.
As
he might have knocked him down,
come
God,
on,
but
now.
He got back up.
Hey, hallelujah.
He got up in you, Father
yes,
God.
I did. Come
Lord
on,
God,
now.
He might have went down by himself, but
yeah.
he stood up with you, Father. And so for that, we
hey, glory to you, man, Father.
God, and we just ask that you would have your way, God. Lord God, that you let the words, Lord God, fall off his tongue lightly, Father God, and the fire come, Lord God,
girl.
Lord God, to burn off the chaff,
Holy
Father,
Spirit. Come on,
in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
God, we thank you that you lead in this thing, that you guide it, and that you are directing it,
yes,
Father.
God.
And so for that, we say thank you,
say
God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we just so gratefully give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord
yes,
God.
And
we ask that you would have your day, God, have your way, Father God, and that we stand in your victory,
yeah.
God. That you gave us, Father. Lord God, man didn't give us this victory.
Come on,
see,
now,
man
they can't.
Thought it was over, Father.
They can't.
Man counted us
hey.
Out, Father.
Glory!
They're not going to be nobody. They're not going to go nowhere, God. But God, we know what you said, God. And God, we stand on
Come
your
on.
Word, God. Lord God, we're accountable for your word, God.
Uh-oh.
See, and other people might not know, God, what it is that you told us, God.
Correct,
but God, we know what you said, God.
Yeah,
so we
yeah,
stand
yeah,
on
yeah,
that,
yeah.
God. It might look crazy to some people on the outside,
Come
God.
On,
but that's okay, God, because we know that you're leading.
Yeah,
you're guiding, God. You're directing
Come
it,
on.
Father God. And for that, God, we give
yeah.
you glory, honor, and praise, God.
Glory.
Lord God, we just thank you on today,
yes.
God. And we ask that you have your way.
Woo!
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord.
Yeah, firecrackers coming up, boy. Hey, got two firecrackers in the house.
Right? Yes, hey, boy, yes, yes.
Hey,
say light something, Father.
Hey,
hallelujah.
You want something to pop off? We know how to pop it off. I'm talking about in the spirit.
Yes.
Come on now. That spirit that really can set something on fire.
Come on now.
That spirit that can really annihilate and discriminate, eliminate. Is what I was saying. That spirit that can really eliminate something.
Yes.
That one that can really pop it off.
Yes.
The right way with the real blood.
Yes.
Come on now.
Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Woman of God, I need a favor from you.
Yes, sir.
I need a favor from you. The word that I sent out this morning, actually.
Okay.
As you know, I got so many things going on right now. I just need you to tell me what is that scripture.
Amen. That would be Romans.
Romans. Romans 2?
10.
Romans 10.
16, I was in Romans 17. 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you got Romans 10.
Verse 16 and 17.
Romans 16.
And 17.
I wrote Romans 19 up here.
Praise God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we got Romans 10, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. And then we're going to come up down to the book of Hebrews, right next to it. No, that's Acts. The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 and 19. Three, 12 and 19. And tonight's title is Let's Agree to Disagree. Now, the woman of God is a master in English, right?
Amen.
And you heard of this expression before, right? Let's agree to disagree.
I have.
Now, is that biblical, or is that one of our major textbook, if you will, that most collegiate schools use for critical thinking?
It's going to be a scholastic thing.
It's a scholastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hebrews wrong. Okay, it's posted. I need you to follow me very closely here, because I'm going to, those who not of God is going to get switched up with what the words of God.
Okay.
But with the words of God, he or she may be edified. In order to be justified, in order to receive their glorification. You see that blue light? It's just me.
Just
you. It looks like a camera. Mm.
Oh, I saw it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So check this. We have so many things going on in the world today. That if you try to catch up, you might be a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, if you are part of the human, if you have any type of human anatomy, you will, one, be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, concern. Some may be even afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Some may even be worried.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some may be nonchalant. Mm. And the only people I don't know that will be nonchalant will be the old people, because there's nothing you can change to do about it. You don't live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm getting to the point that I'm nonchalant, not because of my age.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why I'm being nonchalant. Because whatever takes place on this earth, my goal is longevity for man has been long expired.
Mm-hmm.
Long expired. And not because by the hands of man, but because God just saw fit. No matter how long he allows us to stay on this earth, he'll get the same outcome. So what's the sense of us letting us live 1,000 years versus 100 years? You're going to still get the same outcome. Mm. Right? So now the people that are concerned, they're worried about the rumors of wars and things of that nature. You know, some people's livelihood has changed because of these wars. Some people's livelihood have increased because of these wars. Mm-hmm. The people that are afraid, they don't know which way to turn. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go with religion because there's too much falsehood going on in religion. Mm-hmm. They can't find a pure religion. People without sin. Well, let me tell you something. It's like going to the hospital and not find nobody sick. Mm. I'm going to say that again. Looking for a good church is impossible to find nobody without sin in the church. Let me tell you why. It's like going to the hospital and not seeing no sick people. Mm-hmm. You're going to find somebody there sick. That's the hospital for people with sin. Mm-hmm. Okay? A hospital cannot cure nobody from their sin. Mm-hmm. Only place where a person gets someone cured or get righteous from their sin is the church. So you're going to be full of sins. Mm-hmm. That's going to be from the pulpit to the door. Mm-hmm. And the other reason with that is there's no man on earth that's going to be without blemish. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some faulties. Mm-hmm. But one thing you need to be looking for is not a church that there's people without sin. You need a church that's going to teach, preach, and promote the truth. Mm-hmm. You need to find a church that's going to preach, teach, and promote transparency. Mm-hmm. How else are you supposed to get better when everybody else saying, "Oh, I used to." No, fool, you still. Mm-hmm. That's from pulpit to the door. I'd be a hypocrite and I'd be blaspheming before God if I told you if I'm good and there's nothing wrong with me. I said it before and I say it again. You tell me a pastor that he, without sin, he's a liar. Mm-hmm. He's a liar. Now, what calibration of sin? Oh, nah. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. Different levels, different devils. Like there's different levels, different angels. Mm-hmm. That's how the word is written. Now, that's Bible. That's biblical. Is it not? Amen. So then you got those who worried. They want to know where to go, how to do it, what to do. This is where the acronym for PIM comes in. Pray and keep it moving.
Amen.
Because there's only one thing that's going to sustain any man and every man that believeth. Mm-hmm. And that's the man that believes in God. And that's the man that believes in the death, the virgin birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
Amen.
That man, that woman, will be the one that be saved. But then at the same time, he or she going to be trying to sell. So let's take a look at the book of Hebrews right quick.
Amen.
Now, there's a book that says, let's agree to disagree. Now, if you're going to just let's agree to disagree, that means we got one common ground that there's no right or wrong. It's just that we just disagree. Mm. What good is that? The Bible is not meant to attempt to confuse anybody. Mm-hmm. I told my brother today that, you know, God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
So that's confusion when you're just in the act of disagreeing. Somebody got to agree to something. And one thing I have to say before y'all, I agree not to disagree, but I agree in the Trinity. I believe in the Holy Spirit, I believe in the Father, and I believe in the Son. I believe they're all alike, and at the same time, you can't have one without the other. It's like you can't have the foot without the toes. You can't have toes without the toenail, right? Mm-hmm. You can't have foot without the ankle. And you can't have an ankle without the shin. And you can't have shin without the thigh. And you can't have thigh without the hip. What am I saying? Yeah, there's many parts of the body. But when the body is fully joined together, it's what? It's whole. So why I say that you're a Christian, right? And so you believe in the Son and the Father, but you don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And then why I say that you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, but you don't believe in Satan? Now you, can't say that word, Lord. Thank you, okay. Now you're talking crazy. I want to say stupid, but now I said anyway. But now you're talking crazy. You're not making any sense. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 and 19 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departed from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called what?
Today.
Lest any of you be what? Hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Ooh. We got some brothers in the faith that is jealous of the other brothers in the faith.
Ooh.
Am I jealous of brothers like T.D. Jakes and what's that couple dollar? Bishop Morton? No. They did it good. They did it good. But they put their heart and sweat and soul into it.
Amen.
They also have wives who ride or die with them. Not saying my wife is not a ride or die, but the murmuring, complaining, and putting aside their wants, aside from their beliefs. Look what happened today. Now they can rest assured, relax, and collect all what their heart desired from the Lord because they done did their job. Is their job finished? We as men will say yes. Because what more can he do? You know, T.D. Jakes got his own, he just started his online university. So if you want to get a degree in theology, you can join T.D. Jakes University. Bishop Morton Bennett had his for the last 15 years. Right? I don't know if Eddie Long has one, but his ministry speaks for itself. His ministry is by the citywide. He could literally create another zip code with the size of his ministry. Well, it's not any longer. Where he's gone, not gone. It's what's his name?
Brian.
Yeah, I could have sworn I saw him in line at King's this afternoon.
You might have. It's right over here.
But let me tell you. Well, what is my task? You know, my task is equivalent to what they have them running. But my difference of my task, they don't have. I don't know if they have an app. I don't think Full Gospel, because you see Full Gospel Baptist should have an app. They don't have an app, but we have an app. Not saying I'm trying to outdo my brother, because the word says, I supposed to what? I got to exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, what kind of deceitfulness of sin are they talking about? Because that term, deceitfulness, that's it. Deceitfulness go a long way, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with jealousy. It starts with envy. It starts, I don't like him because you knew how he or she was back in the day. But how he or she is in the Lord today. Not back in the day, but today. That's what the term says today. Now, that's not Full Gospel Baptist Church. It's Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship.
Okay.
You know, the word says today, not yesterday, nor does it say tomorrow, it's just today. Now, do we have the power and the right to judge? No, we do not. But we do have the power and the right to decide who we fellowship with. It's plenty of times, you know, my son's what? Damn, how was Jerron? Jerron will be 23 this year. Oh my God. It's been 2 years already? Well, I know there's some places that I wanted to take my son on his 21st birthday. One in particular that if you guys saw me, you wouldn't approve of it. But just in case that was one of his goals, I want him to experience it with his father. And I had to get, and I gave him some free pointers because that same area I'm talking about was the area that I used to go. Come on, somebody. I can't tell him what to do. He's a grown man. I can't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what not to do. All I can do is try to encourage him what to do and what not to do. That's just like the word says, we have to what? Take heed, brethren, right? Mm-hmm. We have to exhort one another. 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as is in the provocation. For someone they had heard did provoke, howbeit not all, that came out of Egypt by Moses. Now, what is he saying? Even though they were steadfast, praying, fasting, and doing their rituals before they came out of Egypt, but what happened as soon as they came out of Egypt, ladies and gentlemen? Do we remember the story? 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years in the wilderness. Some saying, let's go back to Egypt. Some saying, where is our God? Are you kidding me? Do you not see what he did to the Red Sea? To get you to freedom, to safety? So you want to say, let's agree to disagree? Oh, hell no. I'm not going to throw away my belief and what my guy has done for me just to say we can disagree. No, 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 no. The Bible is not part of critical thinking. And let me just shoot it down that way. The Bible is not a formation of critical thinking. The Bible is the formation of being within a being and being connected to the Most High. And let me be political correct for you all, the supreme being. But let me be political correct for those who believe and have faith in the Most High, right? Mm-hmm. And our God. It's having being connected and being connected to the Alpha and the Omega. Mm-hmm. The beginning and the end. Uh-huh. The woman of God touched some of his name, El Shaddai. Jehovah Rasha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Elohim, right? Those, that's my God. However you want to call him, he's still the beginning and the end. Amen. The ultimate, yeah, he's the ultimate. The supreme, yeah, he's the supreme. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not making this up. This is what the guy said was. This is what God said to me in the very, very, very beginning. He said, "Do not put any other gods before me."
Amen.
He ain't talking about because of you working hard to get some stilettos or a Louis Vuitton. No, there are some other. There's some gods out there. Mm-hmm. There's some other religion out there, and there's some demons that presume themselves to be gods. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I said demons is because the angels already know not to play with God that way. One tried it, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. Ah. Check yourself. This is what I'm saying to you. I'm not going to say there's any angels out there who say they're gods. I had to call them demons. Because there was one angel who thought himself to be higher than God and greater than God and got cast out of heaven. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Know the story. Know the history. So then, to wrap up in the book of Hebrews, he says, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom, what, swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Of unbelief. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters in the faith, the clock is no longer ticking. is coming to a complete halt for when our so-called belief is going to be tested. It's not when, oh, when I'm not trying to make fun of anyone, it's not when they ordain and agreed to homosexual marriages. No, that wasn't it. It wasn't when some of the popes and messing with the boys in the church or some of the bishops or the apostles in the Baptist Christian church messing with the boys and girls. No. Or the pastors getting caught with their pants down. No. The real test of your ministry, the real test of your ministry is at hand. They have built and they have put it on the market. These artificial intelligence that will be walking among us by the year 2025. If you look hard enough, you can tell the difference between the two. I have seen some AIs. I couldn't find my glasses, so I had to put the screen up to my face to see the difference. They're able to wink, laugh, and make gestures as such, like this woman of God. They have met this man in this is Dubai or Japan. He made 60 humanoids. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look at the movie iRobot. And then the reporter that was doing the reporting chuckled when the AI made a gesture to swing at her, and she chuckled off. Oh no. Oh no. And they have some AIs that's already in the octagon doing A1 stuff. Doing the UFC stuff. So what am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? Who's going to fight for your rights and your beliefs if you don't do it? Mm-hmm. Who's going to stand for your rights and your beliefs if you don't do it? And the woman of God, she didn't find the scripture yet.
You can ask me for the scripture.
But I'm about to get to it.
Okay.
When we both agreed that the Antichrist, which has been here, is going to evolve soon. Let me tell you why. This AI stuff, mm-hmm. is, we're in 2024. It's been around since 1967. Mm-hmm. Say it again. The AI, the artificial intelligence, has been around since 1967. The test of the model. Do you remember the robot that they had from the Nintendo robot? That big machine that spoke with you in the tub? It was in the movie Rocky. Did you see that movie
Rocky? I saw Rocky.
Okay. I forgot which Rocky it was, but it was in the movie Rocky. That was one of the prototypes. But they had evolved to the point where it looked like us. And it can think for itself. But it's not human. It's not human. Let's go to the book of Romans. Romans, you said Romans chapter 10. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there proud of you. So I refuse to less agree to disagree. Because no, I'm not going to disagree none of which I believe disagree with you. I say again, the Bible is not critical thinking. It's evolved and around thus of the Holy Spirit. So as you said, chapter 10, verses. You all right?
Yeah.
You want to drink water?
Romans 10, 16 to 17.
Okay, Romans 10, verses 16 and 17. Then we're out of here. But I encourage you to read this entire chapter. Because it's pretty interesting. It goes, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Pause right there. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah
says, Lord, who hath believed our report? Check that. Check that. Check that, check that, check that, check that. So then faith comes by hearing what? And hearing by the what?
The word.
Said again. So then faith comes by hearing and
hearing by the word of God.
And hearing by the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have attended your church for more than a year, you are accustomed. And you pretty much know when your pastor is about to go in and do the hoop, the hollering, and all the justifications to your church. And then the music starts to go. And somebody starts to shout. Does that mean that the Holy Spirit fell? People, most people that attend Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, 90% of my ministry is online. The little 10% that is here, I can count them on one hand, but it's constantly growing. But at the same time, it's not their traditional church. Amen. You know, they come here to get preached happy. When I already told them, don't come if you want to get preached, because that's not going to happen. I come to make you think. I come to prepare you, because there's going to be a time when we don't have communication. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a time that you're going to just have yourself, your hands in your own mouth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I hope you reflect at that point, and one of the many scriptures that I come at you with, and one is that you have to go before the throne of glory, spirit, and the truth. Mm-hmm. Then the other one to be decent and in order. And then the other one to walk by faith and not by sight. Then the other one, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to be added unto you. And the other one, to let this mind be which was also in Christ Jesus. Then the other one, thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I pray that these main scriptures will encourage you to seek, seek, desire, and pursue on the decent and in order and in spirit and in truth. That's my goal.
Amen.
That's my ministry. Because, as it says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Woo! Woo! So, if we all supposed to be an ambassadors of Christ, having such faultyhood already upon us, but yet we are partakers of the chosen generation, mm-hmm. the royal priesthood,
Amen.
And we are partakers and the ambassador of the author and finisher of our faith. What then say I, or you, or them, or us, that we take advantage of such and destroy it and piss it all away? This is why my colleagues, my brethren, my sisters, some don't like me. Because I try to strive to be that one. It, oh, what they can say about Pastor Bernard Anthony Smith is my thought process. Things that I say and may have said or think. But even too, I too know better than they, because they do have to actually do it. Because the Lord said, if I think it, I've done it. But I say to you, who would you rather the father, the person who has to take action upon their thoughts, or the person who have their thoughts and then be able to repent it, and no one can say anything but me, myself, and I, and then the Holy Spirit. The only reason why you catch wind of it is because I allow you to know. reason why I allow you to know, because I be blaspheming to myself and to the Holy Spirit if I don't be decent and in order. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Whew. So I say to you, let's agree to disagree. Throw that away. Scratch that out. Keep it for your humanoids. Keep it for your humans, but don't keep it for my Holy Spirit. Because that don't work. Because my Father is not the author of confusion. He's all about the truth, and it is what it is. And then it ain't what it ain't. And that's period. El finito. El finito. El finito. El finito.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word on today. We thank you that it is finished. We thank you that it's the end. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to take it and apply it, utilize it, God, to make our lives closer to you, Father. God, we thank you for the man, Lord God, and his distribution. Lord God, for his deliverance, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless him, Father, that you will give him tenfold everything he gave out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who downloaded later, Lord God, or listen to it now and again and again and again, Father, that they'll get a new revelation from it.
Yes,
and God, we just thank you for it. We count it as done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to say thank you for joining us on today. This is Apostle Benon Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC, and she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And I let this mind be in you, which was also on Christ Jesus. For remember to be decent and in order. Until next time, see you on Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be safe.
Amen.